Jeremiah sure was duped, just as he says in his opening statement of today's first reading. You duped me, O Lord, and I let myself be duped. You see, Jeremiah was initially called to be a prophet during the easy times, during the reign of Josiah, a Judean king who stood for goodness and who inspired others to follow the Lord. However, being a prophet proved much harder years later when a corrupt king, Zedekiah, his ministers, and even the common people began persecuting Jeremiah when he challenged their idolatrous ways. Today's reading is one of the poems in the book of Jeremiah, known as Jeremiah's Confessions, in which we hear Jeremiah lament that the Lord has called him to be a prophet to a decaying society. Jeremiah experiences doubt, frustration, fear, and is resistant to the Lord's call. Yet, he cannot but help be the Lord's mouthpiece, his prophet, due to the fire for the Lord in his belly and in his heart. Jeremiah's doubt, frustration, and fear might have been like that experienced by Peter in the gospel. We heard just last weekend Peter confess his faith in Jesus as the Messiah, and Jesus hand over to him the keys of the kingdom of heaven. But immediately following, in today's reading, Peter is severely chastised by Jesus. Get behind me, Satan. When Peter objects to Jesus' clarification of what being the Christ means through a foretelling of his passion. I must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Peter doesn't like what he hears and attempts to talk sense, human sense, into Jesus. But Jesus, along with that stinging rebuke, reminds Peter that he is thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. Jesus knows who he is and why he's here on earth, and explains his mission and what our response should be in paradoxical form. Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. These readings call to mind my own experience, which I've shared with you in previous homilies. After my fall off the mountain in the year 2000, which I miraculously survived without a scratch, I felt called to become a professional volunteer through service to various not-for-profit organizations. I thought that's what I was supposed to do. Evidently, God had other plans for me, because in 2009, Father Ken, yes, our very own Father Ken Riley, suggested, more like insisted, that I consider applying for the permanent diaconate. Overcoming my doubts, frustrations, and fears, I succumbed and was ultimately ordained a deacon in 2014. Just like Jeremiah and Peter, each one of us goes through struggles with faith, doubt, frustration, and fear. But as St. Paul urges us in today's reading from his letter to the Romans, we should not give in, not conform our lives to the pressures of the modern world. Rather, by the renewal of our minds through prayer and by offering ourselves as a living sacrifice to God, we, the baptized Christian community, can discern the will of God. Through the reception of the Eucharist, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, we receive the strength to overcome those doubts, frustrations, and fears, and come to a sense of peace and renewed commitment, of fire in our bellies and in our hearts, to our loving relationship
with the Lord.